The sixth parak continues talking about the daily avodah in the Beis HaMikdash by the Kohanim. And just to recap what we've seen, a couple of areas when it comes to the Ketores, we have two Kohanim that are involved in doing the Ketores. One has a ladle that he's carrying with the incense. And there's also another Kohen who is assisting that he has a shovel with coal. So that is one set of Kohanim, they are focused on the Ketores, and the other set of Kohanim that we talked about, and now we're harking back to the third Perek Mishnah test, that there were an additional two Kohanim that were responsible for cleaning up in the Heichal from the prior day, and specifically two of the Kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. One of them cleaned the menorah, and the other one cleaned the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And it went as follows. The Kohen that collected the ash on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, he put that ash into a golden basket, but he left it in the Heichal. And now in our Mishnah, we're going to talk about when he went back to remove that basket, that golden basket. And also we had the other Kohen who was responsible for the menorah. What he did was he collected the ash and the old wicks from five of the lamps of the menorah, but he left that jug on the second step in front of the menorah. Now he's going to go back in and continue his cleaning up of the menorah. So Mishnah Aleph says as follows, Heichelu olim b'malos ha'ulam, that first set of Kohanim that we just mentioned that were responsible for the Ketores, one of them had a ladle with the incense, and the other one had the shovel with the coals. They would start walking up the steps to the ulam. There were actually 12 of them, but before they went in, the other set of Kohanim who were dealing with the menorah and Mizbeach HaPnimi, they would go in first. The other two Kohanim that were responsible, one for cleaning up the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the inner altar, and the one to clean up the menorah, they entered before the two who were going to be doing the Ketores. The one that was responsible for cleaning off the Mizbeach HaPnimi, he would go in, Venatal Esateni, he would take the basket that he left there. That's all he had to do because he did all the cleaning earlier. Vishtachavu, and now he prostrated himself. Biyatza, and he went out. He prostrated himself just like an Eved, just like a slave who was departing from his master. So to this Kohen, he has completed his avoda, and now he is going to be leaving after he prostrates himself. Mishazacha B'dishun HaMenorah, on the other hand, the one who was responsible, who had won the lottery to clean off the menorah, Nichnas, he would go in, and he has more work to do. And we're going to divide up between whether he finds the candles, the last two candles lit or not. As we mentioned before, we mentioned previously, there are seven different lamps on the menorah, and earlier he had taken care of five of them, and now he's going to take care of the last two that are on the eastern side of the menorah. One of them is totally on the east, and one of them is to the west of that eastern one. It's right next to it, but it's more towards the west relative to that eastern one. So he goes in as follows. Mishazacha b'dishun ha-menorah, nichnas, he would go in, umatza shtei neiros mizrachim dokim. If he had found those two eastern lamps that he hadn't dealt with earlier, if he finds that they are lit, midashen et ha-mizrachi, he still had to deal with the more eastern one. That's the one all the way on the eastern side of the menorah. So he would extinguish it, he would clean it out, he would replace, put in a new wick. But he would leave, because he found it lit, he would leave the more western of those two lit. He wouldn't touch it. Why? Because he's going to leave it lit, and later on in the day, when they are going to light the menorah, there at that point in the afternoon, he is going to be using that candle. That was the Ner Tamid. That would always be lit, so he'd be leaving that, the more western of the two there, he'd be leaving it lit, and he would light the other five and all of them from there. So that's what he would do in the evening. And continuing, Mitzao Shekava, if he found that western one had been extinguished, so that that's of the two, one is all the way on the east and one is simply west of that eastern one, but it's right next to it. So if he found that it had been extinguished, midashno, he would indeed clean it out then. Umad liko mimizbach ha'ola, and what he would have to do to light it, he'd have to go out to the mizbeach ha'ola, the outer altar, take fire from it, and light that candle, Natal HaSakuz. And at this point, he's done his due. He has finished his avoda, so he's going to take that jug that he left there, Mima'ala Shnia, on the second of the three. So it's on the middle one, second of the three steps going up to the menorah of Yishtachava, and he too would bow and he would go out. Now we had these two Kohanim that are bringing their respective kelim. One had a basket, one had a jug. Then now they're bringing it to the Makom HaDeshen. Then that is a place on the side of the Mizbeach, and they would dump their ash and the wicks there. That was also the place where they had put the Trumas HaDeshen earlier in the day. Mishnah Beis continues that now that the prior two Kohanim, the ones that were responsible for cleaning off the Mizbeach HaPnimi and the menorah, have left, now the avoda of the Kantoris is going to continue. So the Mishnah says as follows, Misha Zacha Bemachta, that Kohen that had the privilege of bringing the shovel with the coals, and as we talked about previously, that the coals were taken from the Mizbeach HaOla, that's the outer Mizbeach. He would take very hot coal, so he would bring it with the shovel. Tzavar es ha-gechalim al-gabe ha-Mizbeach. He would heap it up, pile it up, all those coals on the Mizbeach ha-Pnimi at this point. V'ridadan b'shulei ha-Machten. What he would do is he would flatten them out with the bottom of the shovel that he had in his hand. He wanted to make it very organized, flat, and ready for the Kohen who would be putting on the Ketores. V'yishtachava, he has now completed his duty now. He bows as well. V'yatza, and he leaves the Heichal. Mishnah Gimel continues with the Kohen who's actually going to do the avoda of the Ketores, the one who brought in the coal already to departed. And now we talk about the one who's going to apply the actual Ketores, the incense, onto the Mizbeach HaPnimi, onto the coals that have already been placed there. Now, in fact, that Kohen, this is the one who won the lottery to do the Ketores. He would choose somebody, not through the lottery system, but he would choose a friend or a relative to assist him in what he's about to do. Shomi shezacha ba Ketores hayanotel es habazach mitocha kaf. As we mentioned previously, the one who's carrying the Ketores, he would actually have two kalim, a smaller one that was like a small spoon that the actual Ketores was inside of it, but it was inside a larger ladle-like item. And that was just in case some of the Ketores would fall from the small spoon. It would fall not on the floor. They would still have it, and it would fall into that larger ladle. So accordingly, he would remove the smaller spoon from inside the larger ladle. So we'll read it again. Misha Zacha B'Ketores, the coin that has the schus to do the Ketores, Hayanotel et Habazach mitach hakaf, he would take that smaller spoon out of the larger ladle. V'nosno lo'avo l'krovo, and he would give the larger ladle, and it has any remnant incense, any remnant Ketores that fell in, that would be inside of it. So he gave it to his friend or his relative that he chose to assist him. As we mentioned in the past, there's a bracha of Ashirus for the coin that to do the Ketores. So he would choose a friend, a close friend, a relative. They also wanted to participate in the bracha of Ashirus. Nis pazer mimenu l'socho, and if the Ketores had fallen from that small spoon into the ladle, so the Kohen who's now holding the ladle, this is the assistant who's holding that ladle, nosno lo b'chafnav, he would put it into the hands, he would pour what's in the ladle into the hands of the Kohen doing the Ketores. He had all the other Ketores in his hands, so that other assistant Kohen would pour the balance of the Ketores into the fistfuls of the Kohen who's about to apply the Ketores onto the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Umelamdin also, because the Ketores was only done by somebody who was new, unless you had nobody show up who was new in doing the Ketores, but for the most part, because it was such a big bracha to the Kohen to do the Ketores, so they only let the new Kohanim do it, so they didn't have any experience in doing it because you did it one time and one time only, so they would have to educate him, how do you do the Ketores? So before this process, before applying it, they would tell him, Umelamdin, so how should you put it on? So you have these burning coals in front of you. You don't want to put the Ketores on the coals closest to you, because then when you try to reach past that, you'll get burned by the burning coals, by the burning ketores. So what you want to do is apply the ketores on the furthest coals from you on the western side and move closer to yourself in applying the incense. So they instructed him as follows, Evizahir Shema Taschil Lefanecha. Be careful, in case you would start right in front of you, you're going to get burned. So Lo Sichaveh, don't do that. So you're going to get burned. So start on the other side of the Mizbeach and work towards yourself. Yischil Miraded V'yotze. What he did was he would start, he would arrange the incense on the further side of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, work towards himself. Once he had applied all the ketores, he would leave the Heichal. And the Mishnah indeed continues, Lo Haya HaMaktir Maktir. Before he actually did the ketores, applying the ketores on the Mizbeach, he did not start Ad Shamumune Omer Lo Hakter, until the Mimuna, the person who's organizing everything, would tell him, now you can do the ketores. Why? Because that Mimuna had to make sure that all other Kohanim were out of the Heichal. No other Kohanim could be in the Heichal except the one that's doing the Ketores. And now not only did they have to exit from the Heichal, they had to exit from the area between the Heichal and the outer Mizbeach. So at that point, that Memuna would say, go ahead, you can do the Ketores. And Imhaya Kohen Gadol, was the Kohen Gadol that was doing the Ketores, they talked to him in a more respectful way. HaMemuna Omer Ishi Kohen Gadol Hakter, our great Kohen Gadol, now is the time to go ahead and do the Ketores. And once that has been done, as we mentioned, the either the regular Kohen doing the Ketores or only the Kohen Gadol, if he's doing the Ketores, it was only that individual inside the Heichal. Parshua Am, so before that, before the Ketores was done, everyone, as we mentioned before, had to leave the Heichal, and also not only the Heichal, but the area between the Heichal and the Mizbeach outside. Parshuan vihikter. Now he did the Ketores on the inside. And once he did the Ketores, he has finished. And just as we saw with all the other Kohanim, vishtachava, once you complete your avoda, you prostrate yourself, viyatza, and you leave the Heichal.